Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Marini Mirazi Shiyuchiu, as Moshe Yudim Peshadina writes on Moshe Mordechai, and is based on the Torah of Meir of Rabbeinu Rav Nosson Zatzal. It says in Parshas Noach, Mikol achai mikol bazer shnayim yetavi al ha-tevel ha-chiyus itcha zocher nekeva yiyu. So you bring two of each species to the ark to live with you, male and female. Amar v'rezar dav heyam et beiz amar v'lozer minayin l'machuser eiver shadasu l'b'nei noyach. How do we know that if the animal lacks a limb, it's aser for b'nei noyach to be makrib l'gavoya, d'chziv mikol achai asher b'pus mikol bazer shnayim Mikol v'chule, Amritar havei behema shechayin roshe evorin shela. There's a mikol achai. So the Gemara darshins that the roshe evorin, the limbs, are alive. In other words, that excludes a mechuser ever, that it's lacking on a limb. Kosva teisvis minayin lemechuser ever shalos v'nei noach yesh ledakti malshin osu she iser gamer. Because it should be one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noach. Why isn't it one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noach not to bring an animal that's lacking a limb? And it's Tosfos, it's a kumvaseh. So from Ishish, you learn that even Goyim bring Karbonis, Nedarim and Nedavos. And if he was Noidir, Mechusar Ever, we tell him, go bring a Karbon Shalem. And we don't enumerate Kumvaseis in the Sheva Mitzvahs. Sheva Mitzvahs are about what they shouldn't kill. Don't kill, don't eat every Menachai. Except maybe establishing a court system. But otherwise, this is a kumvaseh, and that's not going to be enumerated. So that's Tosfos. The kumvaseh is that if he was noidir carbon, we tell him, go bring a shalim. So that's a kumvaseh. Frek Rebbe Kiva Eger, in the Gilyan Hashas, Yeshlai Namar Amlo Havei Shalim. He says, I don't understand. What do you mean? You tell him to go bring a carbon. Is he mechuyev? To bring a carbon shalim? Even if he made a nether and he said, Arei alai, nevertheless, b'nei noyach are not mitzuvim abal yachil. And amotis secha tishmar, so nechites, he has to keep his nether. If he wants to bring a mechuser ever, we tell him, don't do that. But who says that we tell him to bring a shalim? He's not mitzuvim abal yachil and amotis secha tishmar. That's the Bakan Tekash of Rabbi Kiveger. Quoted in many places. Nechites, what Tosfos says, that it's a kumvaseh, it's not a kumvaseh b'chalal. It's a sheva alta. It's we tell him not to be makriv mechuser ever. We don't tell him to yes be makriv shalom. He doesn't have to be makayim his nedarim. V'kvar hikshekein b'mishna l'melech melachim 10:7. The hevi divrei Yerushalmi ben Nazir that discusses the shayla if a goy is mechuyev to be makayim his neder. And see Tosfos in Chulin 22b divar maschil hevi. L'chayru we can answer that it's true that by Stam Nidarim, a goy is not over Mishum Bal Yachil, Mishum Mitzvah Sesechot Tishmor. Nevertheless, Benodar Karbon Shapir over. If he was Nodar Karbon, then he is over. Because the Pasuk says, Ishish. And from that we learn that a goyim are Nodar Nidarim Nidavos, Ki Yisrael. And there it says, Ishish mi beis Yisrael, and Agir Agol bi Yisrael, Asher Yakriv Karbon, Lechol Nidareim, Lechol Nidvoisam. Nidureyim is when he said Harei Alai Karbon, like Rashi there says. Mishnah and Kinnan, 1:1. Nidureyim when he says Harei Alai Korban. And we see in the Gemara Megillah Ches Amud Aleph when he says Harei Alai Ischayv Bachrayus, the commander Tayin Akasvei Dam, like he's carrying it on his shoulders. We see Mefurish in the pasuk that Goyim are also shaykh to a neder when he said Harei Alai. He's mechuyev to be mekayim. So Harei Nachinami Goyim are not mechuyev in general to be mekayim the nedarim, but they're mechuyev to be mekayim the neder to bring a carbon because we have a special ribui in the pasuk. And the pasuk says about them, "Ishish mi beis yisrael menager gar v'sher kriv karbon alochol nidrei." Nidrei is harei alai, which means that he is responsible to bring the animal no matter what. He's mekayim choyves. He's mechuyev lekayim choyves haneder. In the Chuvus of the Chasim Sofer, he says in Yeridah and Simon Shin Yud Zayin, "Dafagav the Shir Godless Ben Noach Einu Toli B'Shanim El Mekevin Shabal Echlal Das Dino Kegadol Mikol Mokoyin Linyashay Nidrei Neder Kshenader Karbon Beinan Dafka Shu Shiyah Ben Yud Gimel Shanim Ki Yisrael Ve'atam Darei Nidarem Be'erchen Einenu Mimitzis Bnei Noach El Atar Chitsha Ishish L'Rabbis Bnei Noach Shenodim Nidarem Nidavus Ki Yisrael Im Kein Mistayin Ki Yisrael Lomer Ve'Laman Dom Redon Mino Minala." So the Chasim Sofer's point is that since Goyim are learned from Jews, so that means that a Ben Noach, his godless isn't totally b'shanim. When he has das, he's already has a din gadol kayadua. But when it comes to neder and adava, since it's learned from the parasha of the Jews bringing a carbon, so therefore he has to have to be 13 years old and have shtei sairis. And this is Silem Andamer that holds in the Gemara. Don mino mino, in other words, learn directly from it, which means that we learn directly from Yisrael, that Yisrael has to be of age and with Cyrus, so to a guy. And even according to the other man, the Amar and the Gemara, don mino bukabasri, that we can learn from, you learn from, A teaches you about B, and then but B is established in its own context. Nevertheless, if it would have said in one pasuk Yisrael and Jew, then you could say a Jew is learned from a Yisrael and a Goy. You could say a Goy is learned from Yisrael, and then it's going to be Lefi Dina Yakum. But here it doesn't mention anything about a Goy. So Memela, you go Bevadai Rak Lefi Dinam Shel Yehudim. In other words, he has to have Shtei Cyrus and be Dino Ki Yisrael. Al Kopan Shtei Cyrus Vishanim. Al Kopanim. You see that when it comes to Nedarim. Nidrei carbon, Goyim are learned from Jews, so therefore he's just like a Jew is obligated to bring his carbon. So to Goy is obligated to bring his carbon. So you're right, normally Nidarim, Goyim don't have to keep. But here they do. And that'll be the kumva asei of a Goy keeping his carbon. We tell him to bring a shalim. Wherever we could be mechadesh, that even if we say that a Goy is not mitzvah v'al yachem v'tzera tishmor, but we have another reason he should be mechayiv, mechuyiv l'kayim neder carbonim. Besides what we said before, and that is that it says in Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat in Reish Mem Hei in the name of the Yesh Oimrim, which is the Rajba, that if he says Etein Matana V'Kanu Miyadoi Mehani, so if he says I'm going to give him Matana and they were Kaina, this is Chayvus to give him Matana, so that's effective Kinyan Etein. So if so by a guy who says I'm going to give an oil at a Hekdesh and the Gizbar treasurer of the Beis HaMikdash made a kinyan with him, he has to be mekayim his neder. Why? Not midine neder, if a guy is not mitzuvah nedarim, but midine mamonis. So midine mamonis, when you promise to give something and you make a kinyan on it, you have to give it. So maybe it's chayv midine mamonis. So when he says etein oil lahekdesh, and he brings a behemah mechuseres eber, so we tell him bring a carbon shalem. So he was mischayev to give an oila, and mechuseres eber is psula la'oila. And even according to the poskim, right, according to those the day that goyim only bring oilas. That's if I'm not mistaken. How we pass can goyim only bring carbonus oila. Because they only understand, like Chazal tells, kula Hashem. But shlamim, chatzir as, chatzir Hashem, that Gentile concept. Hakopanim, he has to bring his oila. And even according to the poskim, we see in Shulchan Aruch that b'amar etein loy mahani kinyin, shum davi kinyin dvar, mikom kom shapi mishkachas. When a guy says, Harei alai oila, he's mishabit his goof to bring the oila. Like we see in Ksubas and Daladam and Beis, and Taisis, the Ramaskal FLP. That when a person is mishabit his goof to bring something, to be mischayiv in something, his goof is mishabit. There's Harei alai oila, he's mishabit his goof. A guy can be mishabit his goof, like Rabbi Kivegar says in Ksubas Dav Tzadi. That a goy could be mishabit himself. So when he says, Arei alai oila, he's mishabit himself to bring an oila. So again, we see a notion that the, not like Rabbi Kivegar said, what mapitom that we tell him to bring a shalim? The answer is we do. Either because his nether is like a nether of a Jew, or because he's mishabit his goof, or because he made a kinyan etein. Where it's not so pashut, because how can we say that if he's mishtabit ali de kinyan lahavi oila, that there's a shibud and he's mechuyev to bring the oila the hekdesh medina kinyani mamonis? Because bishlam of a kachay berak habayis that the gizbar is kind of there, we can say that hu adin he can be mishabit himself medina mamonis to bring kedushas tamal berak habayis shelo yehi koyach hediyot chamer mikoyach hekdesh like by kedushin by hediyot he can be mischayev. So too by Hekdesh, Kedushin Choftes Amar Aleph. And we see this Mufurish in above Mitzia Nunches, Asercha Sepoy Lishmar and Separam, Shesh Pishkanam Yodah, the Maya Begizber Shalekdesh, Asercha Poyle Michel Hekdesh, Rashi says, Vakanam Yodah Shemikakab Shrasa Yishalim. Talking about a Gizber of Hekdesh who hired workers from Hekdesh's money, and he made a kinyan from them that if they mess up their Shmira, then they have to pay. Ayn Shambaritva, Sisi Lahedja, they could be Mishabit Shibir Aguf Lahekdesh, Ayde Kinyan. But that's all Kotche Bede Kabais, but Kedush Saguf. We see in the Gemara in Bavakama that Vayin Vav, the Meikara Torah Beruvain, Vahash the Torah de Ruvain. Originally it's Ruvain's shore, now it's also Ruvain's shore. In other words, Kedush Saguf. Lo Yatza Merishusu Shal Bailim. And if so, when he was Mishabit to bring a carbon on his back, how do we know that he's Mechayiv Lahavi Mitam Shiabuda? The Hekdesh isn't kind of the carbon. There's no Ischaivus Shal Mamon Klape Hekdesh. Originally it's Ruvain's shore, and even after Hekdesh it's Ruvain's shore. So writes in the Sefer Makor Chaim in Chedushin Maseches Krisis 6a that Bekadshe Mizbech Shu Kedush Saguf, there's no Kedushas Damin. And there's an Arichos about this, and I think it's Rabbi Kibeger's son-in-law in the Chivas Rach Shelevov and Simon Chesin Tes. So there's no Shibut Shalmomen Bekedush Saguf. And Mimela, how are we Mechayev the Goy? Who took upon himself to bring the carbon? The answer is that Tosis writes in Bava Kama and Ayin Tes Amud Aleph that we say by Kotshei Mizbeach Lo Yotzer Mishus Bailov Hainu Mishum quoting Lashon Tosfos She Carbon Carved Lechaper Ale Bailam Nishchat Lashmoy V'Shem Bailov Olav. The carbon is carved to be Mechaper in the Bailam and it's shechted in his name and the Shem Bailam is on and therefore it doesn't go out of its Rishus. But Kotshei Berek Abayis is no longer called Al Shem Bailov, so it's like a Hedjot sold it. So, based on what we see in Tzvachim and Daf Mem Heyam Beis, that a goyim are not b'nei Hatzah, the carbon doesn't bring them Ritzui. So it turns out that their carbon is not L'shem Kapara. And the only reason the carbon remains the Jews is because he needs the Kapara, so it remains his, but the goyim don't have that. And Memel, it's given over completely to Hekdesh, Paka Shem Bailim. He no longer has Shem Bailim. Shuv Hava like a Kotche Berek Abayis. And Memel, he can be Mischayev Mamanistik. But still, Divrei Atosis Ba'avei Dezara Ba'hamad Aleph Tzorach Biu Rav V'Kasha L'Homan B'Kevin Shetam Aleim Mishnah L'Melech U'Kum Shetam Aleim Mishnah L'Melech. That Tosfos says that if he wants to bring a carbon, we tell him to bring a shalom. So ask the Mishnah Lamelech, that it says that a mechusar aver is possible with carbon, ben Noach, it's talking about if he wants to bring it on a bum. When he brings it in the base of Mikdash, even dukin sheba'ayin, even if he's got something, a little bit of a mum in the eye, it's possible. So what neder is shayich ta'akrava b'bama? Tosfos says we're talking about a neder. What neder is shayich ta'akrava b'bama? We're talking about the Beis HaMikdash. And that we spoke about mitam shibud v'gizbar, that he's mishabed himself to the treasure, that's only talking about the Beis HaMikdash, not a b'bama. What does Tosfos mean? We tell him to bring a shalem, because if it's neder, what neder is there to a bama? The neder is talking about to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the neder that the guy is mechuyev in. If he's mechuyev in nedarim. But there it's not, that's not, there we don't tell him to bring a shalem. And it's a psul of mechusar ever, because there is any mum passels. That's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is talking about a bama. So what's mechayvim to bring the carbon to the bama? So that's a tzarech iyum. That's the kasha again of the Mishnah Lamelech, Malachim 10:7. What neder is shayich la'akrava b'bama? Neder is shayich la'akrava the Beis HaMikdash, not la'akrava b'bama. In this din, if a guy is mechuyev to be mekayim is neder, when he's noder la'havi karbon, the Rambam in Ma'aser Karbanos writes, ve'echad anashim ve'echad anashim mo'avodim me'vim kol ha'karbanos. Aval ha'akom me'im mekavlo me'em el oiles bu'vad. אבל אקום אין מקבל מהם אלא אולס בלבד. שנאמר מיד בן איכור לא יסקריבו אסלחם אלא ככן. אפילו אולס אויף מקבל מן הנוכרי אף על ישו עבד עבד עזר. אבל אין מקבל מהם שלמים ולא מנוכס ולחתוס ולשמוס. וכן אולס שאין בו אין בנדר ונדבה. אין מקבל מן הנוכר כאן אולס ילדס וחיוצי בו. ואולס שאין בו אוס משום נדר ולא משום נדבה. The Rambam writes, this again is Ma'aser Karbanos 3:2, both men and women, or avadim, can bring karbanos, but goyim were only makabel oilis, like we mentioned before, as it says, mi'at kol ben neichar lo takrivu es lechem elokeichem. Even oilas ha'oif, you're makabel men agenachri, even though he's ovid avad zara. But you're not mekabel from them shlamim, and not menachos, not chatos, and not hashamas. And also olos that are not b'ayim b'neder b'nedav, you're not mekabel from them, like olos yaledes. And it has to be an olas neder and olas nedav. Those are the only karbanos that were mekabel from a guy. The pasuk says, from the hand of an alien, of a goy, you shouldn't offer the food of your God from all of these, in other words, from Bali Mum. But if it's not, then you can bring it. So that's the only karbanos were makabel. And the makor of this din, that were only makabel olos, and that pasuk lechem elokechem is talking about olos, that's what we bring from a guy, and that the makor is Chulin 13b, Menachos 73b, Ishish, the Rabbis Nachrim, Shinodrim, Mindar, Mindavis, Kisrael, Ayin Shem, and the Gemara. So we can be medactic in the Lashon of the Rambam in this halacha, Pashtus Loshen Agamara, the rabbis and Nochrim, Shinodun and Darwin and Davis Ke Yisrael. As Mashiach's din is talking about a goy, the Torah was including that even goyim bring karbonis, but the Rambam writes, Abal ha'akum ein mekablim hem elo oilis. I feel all this of mekablim. No, there's mashma that this is talking about us. The Gemara learns, the rabbis nedarim anachrim shen noyum nedarim nedavis ki Yisrael, that goyim, I'm bringing nedarim nedavis like Jews. But the Rambam formulates it that we're makabel or not makabel. We're makabel oilas, we're not makabel other karbonis. So it's mashma that this din is about the Yisrael. We're allowed to be makabel from goyim, but not about goyim that they're allowed to be menadeh. On the other hand, the Rambam starts off the halacha. He says echad anoshim, etc. Mevim kol hakarbonis. So by goyim, he should have said ein mevin elo oilas. So why does the Rambam here switch around his lashon? Use a different formulation for goyim and for Jews. V'emes Koloshin Arama Mavur Gam Mishnah B'Shkalim Perakim Perak Aleph Mishnah Hey Akum V'Akusi Sheshaklu Ein Mekablim Miyadim Avon Medarim Medavis Mekablim Miyadim Zeh Kol Kol Shenidiv Nidiv Mekablim Miyadim. So you see the formulation of the Mishnah is like that of the Rambam, or vice versa. There we have the lashon of Mekablim, a Goyin Akusi that gave their Shkalim were not Mekabel Machtes Sheshakl from them. But Nedarim and Nedavis, you are Makabel. And this is the Klal, anything that's a Neder and Nedavim, Makabel from them. So the Rambam doesn't write any Din, Benogel, Echalei, Sechiv, Shalakim, Shenader, as a Karban. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim, in the 9th chapter, that Goyim have to keep their Sheva Mitzvahs. But here, the Rambam doesn't write any Din, Benogel, Echalei, Sechiv, when he makes a Neder to bring a Karban. So it's Mashmim, the Torah's Marva Akum, that they give Neder and Nedavis, Ki Yisrael, but there's no Chiddush that they have to mekayim neder karbanim. Whereas from the lashon of the Gemara, the rabbis hanachim shenodim nedarim nedavis ki Yisrael, it's mashmir, it's a din mechudish ligabe yakum, that his neder is a neder, he was noder lahavi karban, he has to bring it. So which one is it? Is a neder mechayivim or is neder not mechayivim? Lashon of the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim 10:10, Benoch sheratza la'asos mitzvah mishar mitzvah satorah, k'dei lekabel schar, ein mona mimeno la'asosa kilchosa. V'mehevi oila, mekablin mimenu. So a goy can do any mitzvah, and if he rings an oila, we're mekabel the oila from this. It would seem that a goy brings a carbon, it's not a special din in the mitzvah's carbon. Called mitzvah satorah yesh b'yad akum l'kaimon, v'af mekabel schar alayim. In other words, it's stated in the context of him keeping all the mitzvahs. It's not a special din in karbon. It's a din, the whole mitzvah satorah, that a goy can be mekayim, and he's even mekabel schar. The Rambam also writes this in a tshuva, that he's mekayim a mitzvah, he gets schar. So here also, it's a big chiddush, people don't know this. A goy wants to do a mitzvah, he gets schar. Now it would appear that the Torah had to be megalim ish ish, that goyim noydim nedarim ka'aku ki Yisrael, did not come to be mechadish that a goy can bring a carbon. But lafach we know they were makabel a carbon, since we don't prevent them from keeping other mitzvahs, like the Rambam says in Malachim 10:10. And it's only telling us that a goy doesn't have a din kemumra Yisrael, like we see in Chulin that we don't accept karbanas from mumrim, Chulin 13b. To come Ashmalan, that a guy who's not Ovid, but even if he's Ovid a Zara, he's still Makabal a carbon. And the Mishnah Lamelech already in Malachim 10:7 is already Miramis to this Svara. So according to this, it would appear that a guy doesn't have a chiv to be Makayim his Nether to bring a carbon like a Jew. Now, like we said earlier, Badas HaTaisvis, because the Pasuk Ish Ish is not coming to be Machadish and Utin B'Karbon Akum. That he has a mitzvah to bring a carbon. All mitzvahs in the Torah, a goy could be mekayim. And the whole pasuk is coming to tell us to be megala that a goy isn't excluded from as a mummer. Mummer are excluded, goyim aren't. So the Mela Hadradina to Mashu Yacho, the Kayam Mitzah Karbis Akarban, is because he can be Mekayam Kol Mitzah Satorah. But not that he's Mechuyiv to be Mekayam his Nether. But according to Tosfos, he has to be Mekayam his Nether. But by Karban, there's a special Gilui, but he has to be Mekayam his Nether. And in this inyan, whether goyim have to are mechuyev to mekayim their nedarim, yesh lahayir from the Gemara Menachos 73b, akum shishalach olasum medinas hayam, shilach iman nisachera kraven mishalai, v'imlav kraven mishal tzibur. The guy who sent his other medinas hayam and he sent along the nechasim, so you sacrifice what he sent, and if not, mishal tzibur. You sacrifice it from the tzibur. You bring the nesachim from the tzibur. Shita Mekubetzes asks, why don't we force him to bring the nesachim? Like we see in the Gemara, Pei Aleph Amud Beis, Oimer Arei Alai Toida, B'loi Zevach, B'loi Lechem Zevach, B'loi Nechasim. You force him to bring the lechem, the nechasim. So why don't we force the guy to bring the nechasim? So he answers the Shita Mekubetzes, that's only a Jew, but a guy, there's no kfiyah. So we pass this halacha and would appear that a guy is lav bar kfiyah. It's a din klali. Ein koyfin akum. He writes aval akum lav bar kfiyah. Ein kfiyah la akum. Those are his lashanas. So even if you dein with kifa, it's not din kfiyah. Chayra. Since a guy is not mitzvah to be mekayim nidra, so pashat ein lakufa lavin nesachim. Even gufa carbon is not mechuyev la akrif. Seeing the Gemara, the reason we force a person to bring his nesachim, if he said he's going to bring a carbon, is because it's a kiyum neder. But a guy is a mitzvah bal yachel, and he could be chayzer by minidroi. So pshita she'en lakufoi lahavi nesachim, because he could be chayzer mikol ikar nidra. So we see from this the opinion of the Shita Mekubetzes is that a guy is mitzvah bal yachel. A guy is taka mitzvah. Whereas the whole din of kfiyah is only because he's mitzvah to be mekayim his nether. And the Shita Mekubetzes says, but by goyim there's no kfiyah. So it seems that according to the Shita Mekubetzes, they are mitzvah and bal yachel, which is not kofeh because he's lav bar kfiyah. But he is mitzvah and lo yachel dvaro. And merely has to be mekayim his nether. Places in Avodah Zarah was medakdek to write, "Vim nader mechusar ever amrinan leikum bavei karban shalim." If he's nader mechusar ever, we say bring a shalim, but we're not forcing him because there's no kfiya ba'akum. And the reason there's no kfiya la'akum b'karban, the Shita Mekubetzes doesn't tell us. L'chayra, that'll be the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Vavamir Aleph might sechat ishmar basisa asar lebeisin she'asucha. That there's a asar in the Beis Din when someone obligates himself. So the Beis enforces him. Ask the Gemara, Lamali, what do you need a pasuk? Yaakov Oysai. Yaakov Oysai is Malamit Shekoifin Oysai. The Gemara answers, Chad Amar B'lo Afrish, Chad Afrish B'lo Akrif. And Chana says, Chad the Korah, one pasuk, Bar Mar Arei Alay Kach V'Kach. V'lo Afrish Kofin Oysal Afrish. If he wasn't Mafrish, we force him to be Mafrish. And after he's Mafrish and wasn't Makrif, we force him to be Makrif. Ayin Shem. So we see, but even be Yisrael, we need a special pasuk. Be Megale, Shekoifin Oysa Lahavi Karbano Shinadar. So by Gayim, they don't have the pasuk. So we don't know there's a chiyuv to be Koifin. So there's a ton more to talk about. It's a very, very broad topic. So hopefully we'll be zeicha in future shiurim to revisit this. And there's an interesting shaila the main rabbeinu discusses over here. He shows how the kedusha of the carbon of an akum is less than the carbon of Yisrael. And he discusses where it comes from. Does it come from him? Does it come from Hekdesh, the kedusha of the carbon? So there's really a lot to talk about. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.